kind of a sense of relief coming out of Springfield, from what I gather, but there's not a lot of backslapping or self-congratulations in order.
Well, these are things that should have been done a long time ago, obviously, and you're right about the fact that we really don't need to pat ourselves on the back too much. I am glad that we've done this, especially in the education area, K-12. That will be funded for a whole year. That gives them some certainty, and there's actually new money in the education area. But, you know, after come November, we'll face this again, and it might even be tougher to solve because sooner or later you're going to have to pay for it. And that will be a part of the November discussion.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There are no new revenues in this budget proposal for K-12 or any of the other spending that keeps the state going. K-12, of course, is going to be a one-year budget stopgap. But for the rest of the state government, it's basically a six-month spending plan, correct?
That plus the fact that it does make up some of the, you know, we didn't have a budget last year, and there are a lot of groups, especially in the human service areas and of course, higher ed, that receive very little money from last year's budget. So in the process, some of that money it will be pushed forward, and they will receive now to kind of keep the doors open. And, of course, after 6 months, we're back to where we were right at the present time.
That's right. As you say, for higher education, that's around $1 billion, and it will fund universities and community colleges at a rate of something like 82 to 90% of what they would normally receive in a typical year.
Right. I think it might be about 82 to 85%, actually, and I think there are a couple of universities who are in worse shape, such as Western, Eastern, and Chicago State, that will get a little higher percentage. But, you know, it keeps the doors open. There would have been chaos. I don't even want to think about what would have happened if we didn't have a budget until after the election at all. So that part is, I can see where there was a sigh of relief. But that'll come to a quick halt in a few months.
I want to drill down a little bit more on the K-12 part of this. As you said, there's an increase somewhere in the region of around $485 million, including $235 million for fully funding the general state aid formula. That's good news, as well as an extra $250 million in what are called equity grants for school districts that have a lot of children with low income families. So that could be a big help to a lot of Southern Illinois schools.
Well, first of all, I don't think any school should lose money.
Right.
That's good, with a whole harmless in there. Again, the idea of funding poverty students, that I think is good for many areas of Southern Illinois. So I think that certainly the education community, at least for 1 year, will have some certainty as to what they're going to get. They'll also most get some extra money. That's good. And, I'm glad that that has happened. But for the four-year institutions, community colleges, there's still a lot of uncertainty as to just how they're going to be funded in the future.
Let's turn to human services. That's another very important area. We've seen a number of our agencies down here pull back. They've laid off people, cut back on a lot of programs. About a $700 million bump in funding for those agencies that hadn't seen any money since July 1 of last year.
Right. Many of those agencies got nothing from last year's budget. Now, the courts ordered us to pay many of the other bills that the state might have, but some 93% was money out the door. We were going to pay for it, but those 7 to 10% that didn't get anything, and many of those were in the social service areas, many of those, I've known different social service areas that have closed their doors and laid off their people because they were going bankrupt. This will, I think, help them at least temporarily keep things going, keep the doors open, keep the lights on. And that certainly they did not deserve to have been to struggle through this whole period.
And we'll see some relief for companies and vendors that are owed money for supplying food and other services to, let's say, the Department of Corrections and other state facilities.
For instance, the city of Chester, I think the state owed them just for sewer and water some $1.2 million. A small town can't survive very long with someone owing them that kind of money. Much of that, I think, they'll see money for that. And then, as you said, a lot of the food services that supply food to the prisons, many of those vendors, we're sort of financing the state all this time. Now we'll be paid some of that money. And that, again, is relief for those groups. You know, many of them were threatening to simply pull back and not keep. Even, for instance, I think a lot of the agencies had problems buying gasoline because of the fact the state wasn't paying.
Yeah, some
of that relief will now, you know, they'll get some money, and that will at least take the pressure off for a while.